What are you doing?
Don't you see? I'm building muscle.
Okay, let me get my glasses out because I don't see it.
That's how it is with the spiritual life. You won't see it.
So how do I know if I have a good spiritual life?
When God created you, He did something special. A lot of people try to improvise by putting things together to help. But He created you with a special spot. That spot only He can fill. Sometimes, like in Galatians 5, verse 19, we try to fill it. We fill it with lust, we fill it with envy, we fill it with a lot of things, passions and pride. But the truth is, Philippians tells us, Philippians 1 tells us a special message. He that begun this good work within you, He's faithful to complete it. He desires to do something great in our lives. He awakens you spiritually. And thank God that He gives us what is called the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. He fills us and makes that transformation which He awoken from the beginning.
Can I heal me?
Well, you know, Isaiah 53 verse 5 tells us that He was wounded for our transgressions, so that He can heal us. So it's not about you healing yourself, but it's about Him doing a powerful work within your life. And I want to thank God that He says in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, if we only, people, His people, call Him by His name, He will do something great. If we ask for forgiveness, if we confess, the Bible says He'll heal us, heal our lands, and He'll make a transformation for us.
How can I trust God to be my spiritual coach?
Well, I'm happy that you're asking about the spiritual coach, because God wants to do something great in your life. In fact, Matthew 28 tells us that He is going to be with you until the end. Like I am holding your hand, He's going to be there until the end. No matter what your challenge is, God is going to see you through. And I tell you something, that you may think that you may have a tough time, but God, He can do some transformation, but you just have to wait and depend upon it. Also, that He's in charge of your life. The devil will not be able to touch you. And he that begun that good work, he's going to be faithful until the very end. So my suggestion is, let's give Him a chance. Surrender all. You can't see it, but I can tell you, if you give God a chance, He'll do it for you.
Thank you, Pastor. We invite our viewers to continue to share with us as we continue to talk about Him.
So don't keep this to yourself. Share it with your friends, family, neighbors, everybody. You can take a Bible course to learn more about the Bible at ltah.org. So,
let's talk about Him.